Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running. Today's podcast is titled, You Just Never Know. I'm a firm believer in following the rules. I know that probably makes me boring, but that's just me. I'm a rule follower, for the most part anyway. But when it comes to running, occasionally I do break a rule. My rule for breaking rules is that it's okay to do it if you understand the possible consequences, if there is no possibility that breaking it will cause injury to yourself or others, if it doesn't violate any race rules or traffic laws, and if you have a good reason for doing it. Now, a clarification here. In this podcast, I'm talking about breaking training rules, not race rules. Always obey race rules. That's a given. And of course, I'm not suggesting that your training plan is not important. If you've listened to my other podcast, you know how much stock I put in the training principles. Occasionally, though, it's okay to step outside the plan, and sometimes it's not, whether in life or in running. At least that's my philosophy. Here's an example. When my daughter got married, both my husband and I walked her down the aisle, one on each side. Actually, it was a path, not an aisle, because of course we were outdoors. I say of course, because if you know Wendy, you know that would be the only way she'd have had it. Anyway, we all knew that was not the way it was supposed to be done. But Wendy wanted it that way, and I was thrilled to be by her side. Now, if Emily Post had been lurking around, we probably would have gotten a thrashing. But everyone involved was fine with breaking that rule. No one got hurt. It was her wedding. Our wedding, sort of. And we were happy to do it our way. Sometimes the rules of running can be broken, too. But the one time you cannot break them, should not even consider breaking them, is in the event that it could result in injury to yourself or someone else. That's never acceptable. Here's an example of a bad time to break a running rule. Say you've been running for just 4 months. You're in good condition and your endurance and speed have been improving nicely. You're training for a half marathon that's still a few months away. Everything is on schedule. Your friend has a half marathon next week, however, and you decide you'll do it too. But your longest run has been just 8 miles, and you did that with a walking segment every half mile. You badly want to participate with your friend. This is a time for restraint. Adding 5 miles to your longest run in one fell swoop could easily cause injury and derail your running, perhaps ruining your goal race, even if it's still months away. It's not worth it. Patience really is a virtue. Here's an example of a good time to break a running rule. About a year ago, I was having a string of great training. I was spinning twice a week, strength training twice a week, swimming once a week, and running about 40 miles a week. I felt great, and my body weight had dropped about 10 pounds due to very careful eating. I was feeling strong and able, and I wanted to test myself in a 5K. But I was in the middle of base building in July in Florida. And in Florida, we don't have many races during the summer because of the heat. There was one race, a very small, low-key 5K, part of a summer series of Wednesday night races. And it was at a park that I loved, with a race course on which I'd raced many times, so I really wanted to do it. Unfortunately, however, this race just happened to fall on August 6th, my dad's 80th birthday. So I gave up the idea of doing the race well ahead of time and invited my whole family over for dinner that evening. We would have his favorites, lasagna for dinner and chocolate cake with chocolate icing, lots of chocolate icing, he likes about half an inch between the layers, and vanilla ice cream. Well, dinner was supposed to be at 7. The race was at 6, and the park about 20 minutes from my home, but I wasn't planning on doing the race. I would spend several hours that day cooking lasagna, baking the cake, and then icing it. I would be busy all day and on my feet all day, what with the perfunctory house cleaning on top of the other preparations. Nonetheless, at about 5:15, I made a spontaneous decision. I decided I would do the race. I had just finished icing the cake. I handed David my apron and gave him instructions on taking the lasagna out of the oven. The table was already set, the house clean, and everything else was ready. I got to the race, registered, warmed up, and ran it. That was the fastest 5K of my entire life. I hung around the finish line a few minutes, just long enough to cheer on some friends, then sprinted for the car and made it home before my parents and other family members arrived. Now that situation was far from ideal. I should not have had a good race. Remember, I hadn't rested at all. I really had not planned on doing it, so I didn't take any days off from hard training. But that day, for some reason, I knew I had a great race in me. The worst that could have happened would be that I had a slow race, or was a few minutes late getting home. Neither would be terrible. It wasn't like I was risking injury. So, in this case, it was fine to go against the grain. Logically, I should not have had a good race. But sometimes, to some extent, racing really is a crapshoot. It's all about how you feel on race day and at race time. It's just how all the variables come together. And the thing is, you can't always control every variable. You've probably experienced this yourself. You do everything right for weeks leading up to a race. You get plenty of sleep, eat the appropriate breakfast on race day, arrive plenty early for the race, and warm up correctly. Then you try to run the race as you planned, but just one bad thing happens. Your legs won't go as fast as you want. You just don't feel right on that day at that time. You're just not feeling it for some unexplained reason. Has this happened to you? It happens to all of us sometimes. Of course you make the best of it. And hopefully you're not discouraged at the end. Come on, if you let something like this get you down, you're in for a lot of disappointment in life and in running. No, we do our best to do everything right, and it usually pays off for us. It pays off by our bodies cooperating and by our managing to continue to run without injury. On the day that I ran my fastest 5K, many things were not ideal. But I had been training carefully for the weeks prior to that. I'm sure that was the secret. So if you want to do something, and there is no injury risk, then sometimes you just may want to go for it. Maybe it's Friday and you've been having many great training runs lately. There's a Saturday morning race that you hadn't planned on doing, but you feel like you might have a great race. Then I say go for it. You might be right. Now, if you have a goal race the following weekend, then this would be a bad idea. But if your goal race is a ways off, this might be a great speed workout. And if you're feeling that good, you might have a time even better than you'd hoped for in your goal race. Maybe you should take it when you can get it. What's the worst that can happen? You have a lousy race, but it's not a goal race anyway. Then you just think of it as a great speed workout. That's actually what it was. If you gave it your best shot, ran hard, then even if your time seemed slow, it doesn't matter. Speed work is all about effort. That's why heart rate monitors work well for speed work. It's all about effort. By the same token, if your race planning goes awry due to factors beyond your control, don't get worked up. On days like that, my mantra becomes, it's a crapshoot. I admit that's not a very elegant description. But it is accurate. I have several memories of times when everything seemed to go wrong during the days and hours before a race. Times when I even felt lousy for the first few miles of a half marathon, only to end up with a great race and a pretty fast time. Even the best planning can be interrupted by family, work, traffic, weather. The list of things that might interfere is pretty long. Give it your best shot, your best effort on race day, and accept that that's all you can do. Remember, you are the boss. You make the decisions. Listen to your body, use your head, and don't ignore your gut instincts. Sometimes they're right on target. That's all for this podcast. If you enjoyed this and other podcasts, please go to iTunes and leave a review. Now, we have a race coming up in our area soon that you've probably heard about. It's called the Women's Magazine Half Marathon and 5K, and it's held in St. Petersburg on a beautiful course on November 21st, 2010. It's a fabulous race course. If you're planning on doing it and have not registered yet, they're offering Mojo for Running discount. There's a discount code that will save you $10 when you register. The code is WHM, as in Mary, CLUB. I'll say that again. WHM, as in Mary, CLUB. I'll be there, and I'll be wearing a Run Tampa shirt. Run Tampa is the name of my local running group, by the way. If you see me, please introduce yourself. I love to meet people who visit the Mojo for Running website and listen to my podcasts. I'll have my camera, too, so we'll get a photo for the website. Now, here's today's quote. Conditions are never just right. People who delay action until all factors are favorable accomplish little.